AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friends. It's hour two of In This League. It is ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welsh. You know, something that we do on our Patreon, which you guys can sign up for at inthisleague.com, is we have these secret shows. We've been pretty bad about it the second half of the year. We used to do two a month. We probably need to stick back in. We did get one last month. One thing we've always done is we've talked shows and we've talked movies on them. So much so that we've talked about maybe even having our own little, you know, movie podcast that's just out there. Dexter is coming up, and I believe it's this weekend, and we've toyed around with that. But there is a massive, massive movie coming out. Or just came out on Friday, The Eternals in the Marvel Universe. But Boggs, I gotta admit something. You know that I am a hardcore, I'm not hardcore because I couldn't recite to you every little thing that's ever happened, but I'm a comic book guy. Like, I like comic books. I've got graphic novels here. I grew up on it.
You knew what the negative zone was as soon as I started talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't start a YouTube channel talking about the history of Marvel or anything like that, but I know stuff. And then I would go and watch some of those to replenish. It would be an awful channel.
Oh my
just
God.
Be like, oh, you know, the claw guy and the stuff. Like, I know enough stuff, but
I see that. Okay. But real quick, I don't mean to take us off on any weirdness. I think you being pretty good, but not knowing all of it would make those people that know all of it so mad that you started your own thing.
Especially if it became popular. There's like 100,000 subs. And I'm like, you know, the guy shoots a thing out of his palm and he does a thing right there. He was talking
with Rich Iron Man. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Iron Man, that's it.
That's the guy.
Robert Downey Jr. He did the movie with Zach Galifianakis. There was a baby involved, you know, all those sort of things. It would be pretty funny. But like, I always go and see all of them. I have not seen Shang-Chi. And I have not seen Venom 2. And I'm actually like pretty bummed because a little thing in Venom, the post credits got ruined for me because I watched some of these Marvel videos. And I hate that I've done it, but it's COVID year and movies are weird. I've jumped on the opportunity when movies become available, even if you got to pay up on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've jumped on them. I did that with Black Widow and stuff.
That was not that good, by the way.
It was fine. I enjoyed it.
But
not available for Shang-Chi, not available for Venom. And there's a movie coming out. We actually got to hit break, but when we come back, I'll ask you about it. There's a movie coming out. It actually just came out. And I wonder if you might go see it. Maybe I need to break my streak, so don't go anywhere. Come back, talking Eternals. And of course, 9.
SportsGrid.com. Betting in.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
InThisLeague.com takes you to our Patreon, where you can get to those secret shows where we do talk about the stuff and the things. Shows, Dexter, maybe the Eternals even. We've got lots of fantasy stuff. We've got prop sheets. We've got weekly ranks. Actually, a update to my Prospect Top 500 with Dynasty and my Prospect 180p. If you're looking for an ADP for prospects, I'm literally the only one that has created it. And we've got it at Patreon, InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. It's early in the month. $5 will get you a lot of the sheets. You want to go up just a little bit, you can get in our GroupMe rooms, which we have a movie room. We've got each sport room, DFS, gambling, all of it. And when you do it, you are directly supporting Bogman and the Welsh and all the work that we do. So check it out, InThisLeague.com today. So the Eternals, Bogman. Worst rating of any Marvel movie, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, on Rotten Tomatoes. That was what happened earlier in the week. Even worse than Thor Dark World. And wow. I don't think it changes much because I think I might go see it. I might go do an early showing because I think there was something about Shang-Chi, which I don't know. I wanted to see it and I know it had implications, but I didn't feel kind of almost like Black Widow. Like if I didn't see Black Widow, I wasn't like overtly concerned, but there's something. And then Venom is, you know, it's a sidestep. You know, it hasn't been confirmed that it's even in the universe. And then you have Eternals, which is, in my mind, directly tied, especially from a comic book perspective, directly tied to that Marvel universe. I just can't not see it. So I think this is going to break that streak, and I'm going to go see it, even though it has the worst rating of all of them. What about you?
Yeah, I'll probably go see it. I mean, I know Kumail has worked on that movie forever, Kumail Nanjiani, because he had to get ripped for that. Because remember, he was a stick figure in that movie. He was in with Batista, right?
And that awful Uber movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever it was. I don't remember what it was. I think I might have watched that one night. I think it was just on like HBO or something.
I've never watched
it. It was definitely like a COVID while I was watching Marble Racing, you know, and I'm like, I guess I'll see this movie, you know. One of those. But yeah, it was pretty terrible. But he was a stick figure in that, and he had to get just shredded to be in this movie.
By the way, I
think
like
that's hilarious.
That was your pick. They're like literally Jon Snow and the Stark is in there. You've got Angelina Jolie, Salma Hayek, two of the most beautiful people on the planet that we grew up with. And you're just like, you know what I'm really excited about?
Dude,
Johnny and his
Kumail
muscles.
Kumail Nanjiani is so
his
funny,
beautiful
dude.
Body.
He's a stick figure, and like he had to get absolutely ripped. Like it's just insane. And he's so funny, dude. I just remember watching this thing on, I think he was on Conan, and he was talking about the first day he moved here was on a Thanksgiving, and he flew into New York, and he didn't know what Thanksgiving was, and he just sees like, you know, he's like, are they throwing a parade for Garfield? How rich is everyone in America, right? They're throwing a random November day, and they have a parade for Garfield. What is this? And it was, you know, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City that happens once a year. So I remember him telling that story, and he's just so funny. And I used to watch At Midnight. I think he's good. What's a guy's name that does that?
Chris Hardwick.
Hardwick. Yeah, he's good buddies with Hardwick. So he's hilarious to me. And he's not a person you would put Angelina Jolie or Selma Hayek or Jon Snow or any of those people in a Marvel movie. Like, it makes sense that they're there. It makes no sense that Kumail Nanjiani was cast in this movie to me. So I want to see how he does in it is kind of more my thing.
That's great. I'm there for Angelina Jolie and Selma Hayek, but you can be there for it's all good.
I have the internet. I don't need to go to my movies for
you know it'd be time, great so. Is if like because Selma Hayek is like a god
if the pole assassin was in there.
Yeah, it would be awesome. But like, speaking of pole assassin, if like they have a scene, it'd be a real good meta cut where she's a god and she walks up to this random civilian who happens to be Quentin Tarantino and they just pours liquor down her leg into his mouth. That would be a great scene in the Eternals.
It sticks her foot right in his mouth because he's a
and then all
guys.
Of a sudden a snake appears and you're just like, holy crap, there's vampires, here comes Blade. It'll be great. It'll be an awesome connection to all of it. All right, so let's get into the stuff and then the things. We got to get to our week 9 picks off the movies. If you guys have seen the Eternals, let us know if you enjoyed it. Don't spoil anything because not 100% sure that we are going to have seen it. And I literally already have had Venom thing spoiled for me, and that was a bummer. So, you know, it's hard at this point. If you don't, essentially people will give you like 3 days, and then after that, they're just like, well, you have to have seen it. And it's like, well, it's COVID now, so no, that's not necessarily true. If it's on HBO Max or you can buy it, you are correct about that, but neither one of those were. Week 9 pick. So you were pretty dead even across the board. I was horrible on the over-unders, but phenomenal.
Going undefeated this week, both of us, right, Welsh? We're not going to pick against each other. We're going to pick all the same games, and we're going undefeated, correct?
I like it. My goal, like any goal, would be, you know what? I'm almost like, at this point with the over-unders, like, I'll punt it. I don't care. But the spread, I really, really want to get like heavily over 500. I mean, I'm already over 500, but I want to get like a really good commanding lead. One of those leads where one bad week isn't going to sink you.
Where that's you, what I'm you leading by so much, you can turn around and jog the rest of the race in reverse if you want.
Yeah, maybe something like that. That's what I'm looking for. So that's what we are going to be stepping into for week 9. I think we have got, I don't have it in front of me. Don't we have 4 teams on bye this week? Yeah. We talked about it on the ITL football.
4 teams on bye. Yeah, and we don't do the Thursday night football game.
We do not do Thursday night football game. So first game up, we've got the Denver Broncos at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is a current 9.5-point favorite. The over-under is 49.5. The money is just a little bit sitting on Dallas' side in the over. As we are recording this, this can move at any point. And I think that line popped when there was more confirmation that Dak was going to play. I think it was kind of sitting around looming. But the word is that Dak said it's safe to say that he is starting against the Denver Broncos. Even if they had Cooper Rush, they did win. So what do you think? It's a pretty big line as Dak comes back. There's also a report that CeeDee Lamb was kind of gimped up a little bit in practice and was favoring that. Take it for what you will. Haven't seen any updates on Michael Gallup, so take that. Against the Denver Broncos, 9.5 points, Boggs. What do you do?
Look, I like the Cowboys here. I think they're one of the better teams in the NFL. I think they proved that.
How about the Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I think they proved that by beating Minnesota on the road without their starting quarterback last week, right? So for me, this is the Cowboys easy. I know it's a big spread. Denver just isn't doing it recently. I am still going to take the over just because Teddy Bridgewater's actually been passing the ball deep this year. He's one of the better quarterbacks at throwing the deep passes here. And that's where Dallas gets beat. They get beat deep. You had inaccurate Kirk Cousins last week, which is why, you know, Minnesota really couldn't pull that game out. I think this game goes over. So give me the Cowboys. Give me the over.
Some of the lines in some places have Dallas at 10. And one update I can tell you is, you know how we said that money was a little bit on Dallas? It is more favorably moved. It is in the over 70 percentile range has moved in favor of Dallas on the over. Dallas and Denver on the over. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they're all going to move, but that one specifically has moved where, even though you said it's old, it's almost the exact same favor of Dallas, even at 10, not just 9.5. And okay. I'm with you on this one. I am Dallas minus 9.5 or minus 10. And I'm going to play that over.
We already agree.
Yeah, we already agree. I don't know if I love any of these, but I probably would be willing on the Dallas side to tease that down a little bit.
Way more willing to take Cowboys minus the points than I am the over because I have not been great at that this year.
Yeah, and I haven't either, but it is hilarious to say that over 70% of the money is on the over at this point, where it's just a little over 50% on Dallas. But you take Von Miller out of there, you take some of that trade stuff, I would be, probably I'm with you, a little bit more willing to play the Dallas spread, but I would like to play Dallas in like a teaser, like a 2 or 3 game teaser, tease the points down to maybe, I guess it would be 4, or you could get 3.5 or something like that. That would feel like a little bit better, but the over is a little bit dicey. We got to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to be bombing through the rest of these games. We've got Minnesota, Baltimore, Vegas at the Giants, which would be an interesting one, Atlanta at New Orleans, all the later games, and we end with Bogman's Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Chicago Bears. So don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh, more picks coming up right after this.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready.
It is, in fact, Bogman and the Welsh on Twitter at isitthewelsh at Bogman Sports if you want to follow us on the social medias. Got a little traction this week, Boggs. Did you see, I didn't get into it, but did you see Kadarius Toney's good take?
Yeah, I saw Kadarius Toney.
Yep, I had to call on that. So don't always all need to use social media, but you can follow us there for all of our fun takes or calling out of dumb things that are out there. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Also, the In This League has got one, In This League Pod. That is the, it's mainly kind of been like a retweety account of some of our content, but you can follow it if you want to support us as well. We are talking about our week 9 picks out here in the NFL. We have got one game under our belts. Also, if you guys are into it and you can follow along with me, this Friday on Patreon, I will have my prop sheet put out here for my 15 favorite props of the week. Though, dude, they just keep getting slower and slower, and they are just playing hard on us. Last week was not a good week for props. Couple that were super, super close. I actually ironically hit a couple that I didn't like. I think a few of the ones I didn't feel crazy confident about. Like I had the Alvin Kamara under rushing yards. I nailed that one. But you guys can check out the sheet. You can play or fade whatever you want to do in thisleague.com. You can check out that.
Yeah, that was
sheet.
Me last week. In my college bets, I ended up 6-4 on my article. But the ones that I liked the most, yeah. I had the worst beats on. The Florida State Clemson under was for 59 minutes and 59 seconds. And they scored on that stupid lateral play at the end of the game. I was livid.
And I like to play Bogman's best bets. And I had that one. I don't know if I told you this, dude, because I was out camping that day, but I had like my phone. I was watching a little bit of it. I watched the lateral play. I watched him throw it behind, but Boggs, I immediately turned it off when he did the one and it hit the ground. I stopped watching. I was like, oh, we're good. So when I saw your text, I was like, wait, what? And then I saw the replay. I just sunk because I had that one. And I also had SMU.
My family was like, what happened? What happened back there? Right. Yeah. Because I was losing it. I was in here losing my mind. I was so mad.
Yeah. Not great. It was not a good one. So it was a weird week, but you know, weird weeks happen. So picking back up here on our picks for week 7, not those. We're going to pick back to Minnesota at Baltimore. Baltimore is a 6-point favorite. 49.5 is your over under. Pretty overwhelming money early on. How you have it? Let me look at the update here.
Same. Those are all old numbers.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they're the same.
I'll do the update. Overwhelmingly in favor of Baltimore, and pretty overwhelming on the under as well.
Going to take Baltimore. They had a week off here to prepare for Minnesota. And look, we have bad Kirk Cousins, and you know, the Vikings offense lives and dies by how accurate Kirk Cousins is on a week to week basis. For that reason, I'll also take the under. Don't love the under here. I'm just taking it because of how bad Kirk Cousins looked. But I'm fairly confident in Baltimore at home.
I like Baltimore as well. I know the under is getting picked. I know you have it, but I know this could go either way, but man, like Lamar Jackson can sling on some points. That secondary of Baltimore against Jefferson and Thielen, I think, is a good matchup. I fully admit that this game, and my over-unders are just so bad, but that this game
could hit that under, but I just think Baltimore's so explosive, and I think Minnesota has enough weapons to keep a foot, especially if Baltimore takes an early lead, that it's still under 50. It's 49.5. I kind of like that line. I'm going to tap the over. I'm going to go with the over, but I am going to take Baltimore via the touchdown here, -6, because I do think this is something where Baltimore can get up, and they can get up early, but I believe Minnesota can have a little bit of a rally. So give me Baltimore, give me the over. Las Vegas at the New York Giants. Las Vegas, who is obviously without a wide receiver, doesn't really necessarily even affect, I think, any much of their offense. And I don't know any line moved whatsoever against a Giants team that definitely played up with the Cowboys last week. Vegas is a 3-point road favorite. 46.5 is the line. No Saquon Barkley, Boggs.
I mean, run away from this game overall to me, because the Giants can, they can play well. We just saw them play the Chiefs really hard on Monday night. And obviously, Vegas has a lot of off-field distractions going right now. I still think they're just a better team than the New York Giants. So, and they're coming off a bye. I know they're going across the country and everything, but I'm going to take Vegas here and lay the 3 points. I'll go over just because neither one of these teams play particularly great defense, but I don't like either side of this game.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm so much like run away. I think the numbers The numbers you have are pretty correct as far as this is overwhelmingly in Vegas's favor. The cash number's gone away, and the ticket number that's out there is actually on the over. So we don't really know where the cash is. I like Vegas in this one. I might have dabbled with the Giants if there was just like a little bit more health. I mean, Shepard, I think, has already been ruled out. Tony had the lacerations. He's also super dumb. And the running back situation is not as fluid. And I don't know. I like the pass rush of the Raiders to get in Daniel Jones' face. I kind of like, because of that pass rush, for Daniel Jones to be moving again. So I took Daniel Jones' rushing prop last week, which did not pay off. He didn't even look like he was to be run. He wanted to run. I think he will be this game. I like that pass rush of the Raiders. But I also just like the offense. Raiders, I don't care where any of the corners are on as far as Raiders go. They've got Waller. They've got Renfro. Brent Edwards is going to be pretty solid. They've got a good running game. I just like that offense better. And I am going to take the under in this one because I think you also are going to have a lot of drives stall out. This seems like a very drive stall out type of game, even though I know the Raiders can put up points. But that doesn't mean this isn't going to be a, you know, a 24-21 game. And that is going to hit the under if it's 24-21. Also, if it's 24-21, that actually would be a push on it. But I'm going to take the Raiders -3. Next game up, we've got the Atlanta Falcons at New Orleans. New Orleans is a 6-point favorite. Line is 42.5. And the money is currently sitting. Bogman, you might be surprised at this because this might have also been part of the change. It looks like in some places it is moved to 6.5. And it is pretty heavy on Atlanta's side because of the quarterback situation.
I'm not that surprised.
Though the tickets are on New Orleans, and it looks like it's a little bit on the over right now.
I'm not surprised that people are taking Atlanta. By the way, on FanDuel, I had this at -6 instead of six, without the hook is all. But anyway.
Just saying some books have the hook, which might be pushing
the cash. You just originally
said
it as 6.5, so I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I meant 6. Yeah, probably looking because of the other places. It's just what's weird about it is on because we're using this on FanDuel. FanDuel without the hook, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's not a touchdown hook. It's not 6.5 to 7, but it still might be enough for people to want to take that cash. If it's down to 6, I feel like the cash would be a little bit different.
Yeah, I think it would be too, and I'm taking New Orleans here. Look, I know that they have tough QB problems, but Trevor Siemian came in and played well without first-team reps the whole week, right? So I thought that was fairly interesting. I think Taysom Hill versus Jameis Winston, I thought Jameis might have a breakout year this year and everything. He sat behind Drew Brees and learned. He didn't learn a damn thing. They won't let him throw it. They wouldn't let him throw it deep because he turns the ball over. None of that really changed. So I see this offense might, I think they at least stay the same, if not get better without Jameis. So I'll go with Hill or Siemian here. They're also at home. It's not like Atlanta's offense is going to get much better without Calvin Ridley. It's going to get worse. We'll see how they use all these guys, but I really like the Saints here at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. If, and maybe the line would be changed, if Atlanta had Calvin Ridley, it might be something where I might take the points and go with Atlanta, but I just don't see. I think Taysom Hill is going to move this New Orleans offense. I really do. And Michael Thomas means nothing anymore. I think they're going to move this offense. I think Ingram also makes this offense a little bit better, just giving them another outlet. Atlanta's defense is so bad. It's so utterly bad. I think New Orleans is a lock for 28 points in
this one. I took the under, though, because I think there's going to be a lot of midfield, you know.
But see, you say that. I think New Orleans is going to at least put up 28 on this, and which means I think Atlanta is going to be playing from behind. They're going to have to scrap the run. They're going to scrap the run. No, least yards given up on the run is New Orleans.
They've scrapped the run against the Chargers, dude. They can't run the ball.
They've barely given over 400 yards, the Saints have in the run game. They're going to scrap that, which means they're going to throw the ball, and they do have weapons. It's going to be, how do they use them? But they've got Patterson, they've got Kyle Pitts, they've got Russell Gage, who didn't get any targets last week. So I do believe Atlanta, from a pure volume play, can put up some points, and we can get there. We can absolutely get there. Ironically, if they put up two touchdowns and I get my 28, we're going to push on it, but it doesn't take that much more. So I'm going to go with New Orleans. I agree with you. I like New Orleans, but I also like the over. So these are actually two games that I kind of dig New Orleans and I dig the over.
We can't go undefeated together if we're not picking the same ones, Welsh.
I am sorry. We are not. Yeah, we've actually picked all of our spreads the exact same, but we do have two differences so far on our over unders. Let's see. We could squeeze one more in here real quick. This is a quick one. Houston at Miami. Miami is a 5.5-point favorite. Over under is set at 46. Tyrod Taylor is back, though, and it looks like the money is Bogman. Well, I'm just going to give a pseudo number here. Over 90% is on Houston right now.
I'm great. I don't care.
Overwhelming. And it looks like it is all. I'm just going to give this to also 90% on the under. Good thing I took that over bet.
Well, I'm taking Miami here. I love that all the money's on Houston and Tyrod's back and everything. Let's not forget, Tyrod has been kicked around to a million different teams because he's not good. He's okay. He is like, you know, I always had Andy Dalton before as kind of like your all what you want. I hate them. I'm going to take Miami and the under.
I'll clean this up, and I'll clean up my side when we get back, and we got a whole bunch more games, so don't go anywhere. More In This League. Come right up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In This League.
What's this?
In This League.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
Welcome back, friends. It is In This League. We're all friends. We're good friends here. It's Bogman and the Welsh, your best friends, your best fantasy friends out there. Best friends forever. At Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports, week 9 picks. Bogman, as we left, you took the Miami Dolphins and the under.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I am going to take the Houston Texans and the under because I canceled my over bet. So I'm officially on the under. I'm going to take Houston for one simple reason, Bogman.
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor.
Well, that you is said it like exactly. It's three words.
I did say it like that. I syllabled it. It is Tyrod Taylor. That's going to be the reason. I think he is going to bring a win to the Houston Texans. I mean, I'm going to take the 5.5 points, but I think this is a win on the Texans side. There could be points, as I originally did take the over, but I canceled my bet and I lost 10 cents or 19 cents to do it. It's okay. I'm going to take the under and I'm going to take the Houston football team, who is over 90% in favor of right now. It's a wild just movement on that.
I can't. There's no way you're actually putting your cash on this game this weekend, right?
Nope.
That would mean you have to pay attention to it.
No, I'm not interested. The only one I'm interested in, I think that we've done so far. What was I interested in? I was interested in the Dallas game, maybe. New Orleans Baltimore. -6. I like New Orleans -6. And I also like the over. I like both of those. And I like Baltimore -6. Yeah, those are... I'm going to skip Dallas because that is such a big line. Baltimore -6 and the Atlanta game of over in New Orleans are the only ones I would consider betting so far that we've talked about.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I like the Baltimore game. That's about it so far.
Yeah, they're
like
not great.
This crap.
Buffalo is at the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Buffalo Bills are 14.5 point favorites. They slapped that hook on you, buddies. 14.5. The over-under is 48.5. Your money heavily on Buffalo and on the over. So the expectation is that the Jaguars apparently are going to score some points against the Buffalo Bills. I say nil. No, sir. I do not agree with that. I think Buffalo scores points. I do not think Jacksonville scores points. I don't believe in Jacksonville scoring points. It's not a thing that they enjoy to do, especially not against the Buffalo Bills defense.
You said that like you don't believe in fairies or vampires. I don't believe in Jacksonville scoring points.
Things I don't believe in. Things I don't. Well, I'm not going to give you all the things I don't believe in because then I'll cause a controversy. I don't believe in vampires. I don't believe in zombies. I wish I did. And I don't believe in the Jaguars scoring points.
I'm with you. And I'm just going to play the trends on these giant spreads this year. I typically hate huge spreads like this, but Jacksonville is miserable coming off a bye. They just lost by 24 to Seattle. They were on the road in that game, I guess, is the one thing you can point at there. But the trend for these big ass spreads and these the over under is the team with the gigantic spread wins and the game goes under because the other team doesn't score. So give me Buffalo in the under as well. We're chasing the same one here.
Cleveland at the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincy is a 2.5 point favorite. The over under is 47. It is it's essentially a pick 'em as far as like cash goes. The tickets are on the side of Cincinnati, but more people like the under right now, Bog. So what say you?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Cincy in the under as well. And it's because of what I saw to the Cleveland offense last week. Just not a lot. And Cincinnati's defense was horrific. I mean, obviously giving up a bunch of yards and points to the Jets, Antone. That is what I was talking about with the Cincinnati defense not being so great. But anyway, I'll take the Bengals and the under here just because I don't see how Cleveland scores many points with a 50% working Baker Mayfield and, you know, Chubb was maybe at 60% last week. Maybe he's up to 70, 80% this week. He's not 100%. They still don't have Kareem Hunt. Odell Beckham's away from the team. I'm going to take the Bengals in the under.
I'm going to actually go with the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns, and I'm going to take the over. I'm going to go opsies on this game completely. Just because Cincinnati's defense has been so bad, Cleveland stopping the run will not be good for Cincinnati. I'm not so sure. I mean, Jamar is coming off of a bad game, so I suppose that can go either way. But I'm going to go with Cleveland, and I'm going to take those 2.5 points that I get, and I'm going to tap the over. Don't really feel that game one way or the other. I was feeling it a little bit earlier in the week with Cleveland. I may have a bet out there with Cleveland, but I feel a little bit worse about it with the Odell stuff and the distractions and even the non-big usage of Nick Chubb. You know, not. I mean, Nick Chubb is going to be a problem for Cincinnati.
Oh, he definitely will be. But I mean, if Nick Chubb was 100%, even if Baker Mayfield was at 50%, I would take Cleveland in this game because Cincinnati's kind of reeling after that loss to the Jets. Yeah. But Chubb just did not look like himself. The offensive line got banged up. Baker doesn't look good. There's weirdness with the wideouts. I don't know how they score the points. Yeah.
I hate this game now. New England at Carolina. New England is a 3.5 point favorite. The over under is 41. And it looks like the bets are, this is pretty interesting. I'll just give you, these are relatively overwhelming. Cash to New England, money line to Carolina, and a lot of the over. That is where the money is going right now.
I don't people are betting on PJ Walker against Bill Belichick and the New England defense.
Is it going to be Walker? I thought it was going to be Darnold.
It might be. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me.
It kind of does.
I don't think it does. They're both terrible right now. If Darnold plays, he clearly isn't at 100%. I'm going to take New England, and I'm going to take the under. I hate the over-under on this game because that line is so low. I can easily see it going over. But, no one is playing at 100% for Carolina at all. Robbie Anderson can't catch a goddamn football. CMC, if he plays, is terrible. Sam Darnold's not 100%, so you either get 70% Sam Darnold or 100% PJ Walker. They're probably about the same. So give me the Patriots and give me the under.
I actually like the over in this one. We saw the Patriots just absolutely mud stop on points. They were playing like they play like a college team. Like they don't just try to stop scoring when they're up. They try to keep going. I hate doing this game, but like this is one of those where I could see New Orleans scoring 35 points. So then Carolina just has to score a touchdown. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. They might have McCaffrey back. I like that over line. I'd actually potentially play that. I also like New England a decent amount as well. This might be a fun game on both sides to tease, I would put out there. If you teased it, you could get New England plus, and you could get that over-under downed into the 30s. So that might be interesting if you feel strongly one way or the other, which I kind of dig both of those. The Chargers at the Eagles. The Chargers are a two-point road favorite. The over line is 50. And your money is on the Chargers and the over. Pretty steady.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers, but I'll take the under here. I just don't believe in Philly. I know they beat up on Detroit, but Detroit is miserable right now. So I'm going to take the Chargers in this game against Philly. I'll go with the under two. I just don't see how Philly scores that many points. The Chargers offense is definitely not hitting on all cylinders right now. So give me the Chargers, give me the under. I just have no belief in Philly whatsoever.
I'm going to go with you on both sides of it. It's Philly's inability to put on heavy scoring is what takes me away. I hate Devonta Smith in this week. Jalen Hurts, I think, could struggle. He might be able to run a bit, and that could be one of his saving graces. He might be my two-touchdown score. This could go in that direction. I just don't have a whole lot of faith like other people do on the over. I do like the Chargers, though. The Chargers would be minus two. I'm absolutely betting. I probably move away from the over. So that's one of my favorites.
I feel way better about the Chargers, too, than I do the over-under here.
The Arizona Cardinals are at my San Francisco 49ers. The Cardinals are currently a one-point favorite. Line is 46.5. And let me tell you, currently, the money is on Arizona a bit and the over. But this line has swung all over the place all week. It literally opened
it's the Kyler Murray. What the hell is going to happen with him?
It opened at 2.5 Cardinals. It then moved down to like a pick'em. It went to 1-point San Francisco favorite. And it looks like it's settling in about the Cardinals' one-point road favorites. Boggs, I mean, I don't want to be a masochist in it, but I'm going to take Arizona against my 49ers. It's kind of a straight play here. I took it 2.5, even early, just try to get it into swing early. The Kyler Murray stuff is a little bit worrisome, and the 49ers could potentially jump on that. But if it's going to be a game of passing the ball, it's going to go in favor of the Arizona Cardinals. The secondary for the 49ers is horrible. We've talked about how much I like James Conner this week. I'd love for the 49ers to win this. I hate the Arizona Cardinals, but I think if this isn't as serious, if this isn't a real serious thing, and I really hope because here's the thing that's going to be a problem for Kyler Murray. I'll say this. If Kyler Murray really can't move around and he's going to try to stay in the pocket, they are going to blitz him like crazy. And the 49ers can blitz. They've got Nick Bosa. They've got Eric Armstead.
I can't imagine they'd let him play if he really can't move, though, right? So I think he's going to play. And I hate this game. I got to say, dude, I despise this game. I'm running away from it. I'm not betting it at all. Gun to my head, I'm going to pick the Cardinals because I think you don't put Kyler Murray out there and hang him out to dry because, like you said, he'll get destroyed by Nick Bosa in that San Francisco pass rush if he can't move around. So I don't think they hang him out to dry like that. So I think that if he plays, he's healthy. So I'm going to take the Cardinals. I guess I'll go with the over here.
I felt better about
this game.
I felt better about this early in the week, and I placed a bet on the Cardinals. The more the injury stuff has gone out, I feel a little bit worse. But, you know, I could be in worse situations going in less than a field goal favorite. I don't really care about the 1 or 2, 2.5. If it got to 3, I wouldn't particularly love it. I think this could be a close game. I like the over better, though. I actually like the over better than I like Arizona at this point, even though, you know, all transparency aside, I do have a bet. It's just a straight bet on Arizona for this coming weekend. A couple more games. The Green Bay Packers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite. And Bogman, I'm kind of shocked on this one because we're both going to go on this side. I have placed a bet on it. Green Bay plus 7.5 on a touchdown. I think it's we're making a little too much about Rodgers being out and Love being in. Kansas City has played so bad. Yes, Kansas City could exploit because of how bad they've been, but there's nothing to tell us otherwise. So, you know, like I think you are going to go with this as well, I'm going to take a touchdown on Green Bay in this game.
Yeah, man. Look, I talked about on ITL a little bit. Remember my sleeper quarterback of the week I picked was Jordan Love. And it's for a couple reasons. Number one, they don't have to pare down the playbook. This guy practiced with the first team all offseason while Aaron Rodgers was doing his crybaby bit about not being treated right in Green Bay, which I actually agree with Aaron Rodgers, but still a crybaby bit. But, you know, they're not going to have to pare anything down. He practiced with the first team the whole offseason and all of this week. They won on the road against an undefeated Cardinals team last week. They had extra rest. Everything adds up to me.
Did it without Devontae Adams?
Yeah, without Devontae Adams. Everything adds up for me taking the points on this. They don't have to win the game. They just have to win by a touchdown plus the hook. I think that's easy against a bad Kansas City team this year.
Yeah, I agree. Everything you said, I agree. Tennessee, let's see. I think we've got time. Yeah, we got time to hit this one, and then the last one we'll do in the last little break. Tennessee at the Rams. The Rams are a 7.5-point favorite. 53.5 is your over-under line. People love the Rams in this one, and they love the over. Do you feel any different?
I love the Rams in this game with no Derrick Henry, but I don't love the over. Highest over the week, I'm going to take the under for sure in this game. I don't know how Adrian Peterson's going to work. If they're going to, it's going to be more Jeremy McNichols this week. It's still only A.J. Brown catching the ball for this team because we don't know if Julio's going to be back. I don't trust Tennessee to score. So give me the Rams and give me the under.
I don't feel quite, I know where you're going with that. I don't feel quite as like hardcore that Tennessee is just going to disappear. I just don't think that's going to happen. Adrian Peterson is going to be a piece to move the ball. I worry a little bit about Ramsey locking up on AJ Brown and where they're going to go, but I do think Tennessee will be able to score a little bit. I think my big hope is that the Rams are going to score a lot of it. So I'm going to take the Rams and I'm going to take the over at 53.5. The final game on the other side on the short break. Pittsburgh Steelers, baby, so don't go anywhere in this league. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready.
Final segment, hour two of ITL on Sports Grid. It does not mean that ITL goes away. I do, but Bubba tags in for hour three. So Bubba and Bogman coming up. Final game on the week nine slate, Bogman, is the Chicago Bears coming to your Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers, a 6-point favorite. The over-under is only 40. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the under in this game. And it's because I just don't know how Chicago is going to score. David Montgomery is going to come back, but the Steelers just held the Browns to 10 points. The defense is playing on all cylinders right now. Offense is not great in Pittsburgh either, and Chicago's defense is pretty strong. So I got to take my Steelers and go with the under. Mike Tomlin's record against rookie quarterbacks, 22-4.
Ooh, say that number again.
22-4 for Mike Tomlin against rookie QBs in his career.
I like that number. I'm with you on the Pittsburgh side. I mean, you know, in some of our picks on the ITL football podcast, I've actually liked Ben Roethlisberger as a sleeper quarterback this week. I like Chase Claypool as a top guy. That means I like the over. I like the over at 40. I think you're going to see a little bit of Bears offense that's going to put in there, but I think this is an opportunity for the Steelers to put up some real points. Najee Harris, Chase Claypool, I think, could be a 2-touchdown game. I think
they're down Khalil Mack still this week, too. The Bears,
no pass rush. I think the Steelers could hover around that 30 mark. So it just has to be the Bears, maybe at this point, only putting up a touchdown and a field goal or something like that. So I will take Pittsburgh and I will take the over. And that, my friends, are our picks of the week. We'll see how they go. Boggs, how you feeling? How you feel about this?
Middling. Yeah. I mean, it's not been a great year. So that's you know, kind of where I stand with it is right there in the middle. So
meet me in the middle. Yeah, the lines have gotten tougher. Finding that edge can be a big thing. I will say this. I think there are a lot of fun plays that you could get in on teasing if you don't like some of these lines, even if you want to do two game teasers. I see a lot of those in play here this week where you're just getting edged out and you're like, nah, I don't want to play that. But let us know how you do, play or fade, however you would like to go. It's all good with us, but don't go anywhere because then this league is coming up in hour 3. Bubba and Bogman right here on Sports Grid. We'll be right back.